Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
In a lawless land, Brody Young and his bounty brothers stare down the face of evil to protect the innocent. They're known for forcing outlaws to confront justice until Brody takes on his first female bounty. Wrongfully accused of murder, Claire belongs, feels Fifth Avenue, New York, in search of her brother, flees Fifth Avenue, New York, in search of her brother in Dodge City. I don't want to read this. I can't.
Keep going.
She soon finds herself over her head in the Wild West town. In utter desperation, she turns to, In utter desperation, she turns to the one man who has the ability to save her. Brody navigates uncharted territory with Claire, his beautiful bounty. She stirs a deep-seated desire to protect her at all costs. As truths are revealed, he'll have to make a commitment he's unsure he can honor. Claire's faith is set to be exposed as she confronts assassins and outlaws. Will Brody's unwavering faith in God point her to Christ? Is it possible for Brody to safeguard Claire from her enemies and his? Does the happiness they found in each other, in each other's arms, have a chance of surviving? This heart-pounding romance is guaranteed to have you gripping the edge of your seat and swooning for our hero. You're gonna have to read it.
I am so sorry. No, we're gonna keep it in. It's my book, and you—that's probably the hardest reading we've ever had of the back of a book.
Yeah, you needed to. You got.
Well, I think it was Jessica, not you, Melissa.
Well, you got.
I had to distract myself. That's what she told me to do.
I tried, and I just couldn't stop because I feel like every 10th word was an issue.
Wait a minute. This does not make sense.
What?
Does this make sense? Brody navigates an uncharted territory with Claire, his beautiful bounty. She stirs a deep-seated desire to protect her at all costs.
Yeah, within him.
Yeah.
She and her?
Yeah, he wants to protect her at all costs.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I paid two editors. We're good.
Okay, well, to me, I was thinking, I don't know, I'm tired.
You are tired. Thanks for reading the back of the book.
Would you like me to reread it?
It's okay. I think it's going to be great. It's just going to be great. You can cut all my laughing out. It's easy.
Did I sound okay?
You sounded great. Don't worry about it. All right. This is kind of weird because I wrote the book. This is...
We're so proud of you for writing this book,
too.
Oh,
thank you.
We're honored to know you and to do an author interview with you for this.
Oh, okay.
So... In this book.
Look at Jessica's face.
That's weird. She's my sister.
I'm honored to know you. It's not weird. We knew this, that Melissa had this in her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You should have seen our Blair Witch Project movie.
Yeah. She's always been very creative.
Do you remember dialing the phone? Yeah. Remember how back in the day you could dial your phone number, hang up, and it would ring?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we did
we
that.
We record it with Dad's big camera.
Yes. Anyways, we're getting off topic.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
What were you going
to
say?
So this is the first book in a series to come of six following
seven
brothers. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking you went with six because don't you guys
seven.
Come from a family of six girls?
Oh.
So that's where I was thinking that you would have six. Okay, but seven, because you included me. Okay.
I did. Okay. I have a seventh sister. I don't actually know where seven came from. I get asked that a lot. Other than that's like the perfect number,
but
right?
I mm-hmm. thought you were writing a different, talking about doing a different series about us, though.
Yeah, that'll
that's
be separate.
Not this.
That's
right?
Not this series, yeah. No.
No, this is about the Bounty Brothers.
Yeah, but she had talked about doing a series about us sisters and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if that's what this one was when she first read it. But
that'll not. Be the 6D Ranch instead of the Circle 7 Ranch. But yeah. So there will be seven books in the series, yes.
Okay.
And they're not real brothers. You find that out.
Well, yeah. And I like all the different characters of them.
Who's your... Okay. A lot of people got confused because for the first book, you're trying to introduce everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so just keeping track of people. But who was your favorite Bounty Butter?
Bounty Butter. We are so not doing good.
This is an amazing episode here. Bounty Brother, so far, in the introduction of them. Did you have a favorite?
I'm trying to remember them all. Because for a while...
All right, I will tell you them all because I know them all intimately. Brody. I know, look at that face. You have Brody, James, Tom, George, Walter, Henry, Philip.
I don't remember much about George and Walter.
Well, George and Walter,
they come in later
mm-hmm. in book one because they're not in Dodge City.
I think the twins are funny.
You like them?
Well, I didn't realize they were, but they're like polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe one of them.
I like Brody. Because he is just I don't know. He's a bounty hunter, but he's also morally, mm-hmm. he's got morals. And I love the protectiveness that he has of everyone, mm-hmm. not just Claire. Yeah. But
I love your descriptions of him. Mm-hmm. Like, Tom, like, which one is the one that kissed her hand, like swooning, like some city slicker?
Philip.
Is that one of the twins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's the Andre twin.
Yeah, I mean they're just like polar. I like them.
He's gonna be the last in the series, his story, and he's getting a firecracker of a woman for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Gramps too.
Mm-hmm. So Gramps is throughout.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried about Gramps in book two. We'll get there, but I was just like, why is he showing up so much? Something would happen to him.
Oh, I never thought about that.
I was really worried about it, but that, I don't know why. I was just like,
Well, we'll talk about book two in the next episode because there's a little, All right, book one. Any thoughts? It's hard for me because
I wrote it. I didn't realize she brought her horse, Claire Cross, with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody cracks up about the horse's name.
Yeah. Like, do you know that story in the Bible?
So
we try to read through the Bible every year, and I had like just read through that. It's very short. I can't even remember. It's in the Old Testament. I couldn't tell you which book now, but it's very short. And then it just so happened like our pastor did a sermon on it, and I was like, that's going to be the name of her horse. I don't know.
Because everybody asks, really? Why did you name it that for? But
Deborah is a strong warrior.
Yeah.
Who does God's will as a woman back in that time. So I was like, yeah, I wanted the horse to kind of take on those qualities.
And I loved Margaret because she was like, because her, you know, her brother Lionel was like, you're mm-hmm. going back. And she's like, no. You know, Margaret was. And Claire really liked her.
Mm-hmm.
They really bonded, and she really liked her for her brother.
Yeah.
Keep him in line.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad she had another girl there. And I love, because you said it was a saloon he owned.
Yes.
But I love how it's not like a typical saloon.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's more like a safe haven.
Safe haven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
And by the way, this was like totally God working out this detail, by the way. You know how I had it labeled the LB saloon
mm-hmm.
for Lionel Belange?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was like, yeah, I had to do a little more research on Dodge City just because I wanted to mention Wyatt Earp, but I didn't want him in there. Like, I didn't want to touch such an iconic
character.
Historic person. You know what I mean? But I did want to mention him. So I did lace him in there a little bit, which I had several readers go, I just love that you even put him in. Because this would have been around the time, a little bit before he would have tried to bring law to Dodge mm-hmm. City. But when I was doing the research, there was actually a saloon there called the Long Branch Saloon.
Oh.
I was like, okay, God must have already known that this was going to pair up mm-hmm. because I had already chosen. Like, I was like, yeah, it's Dodge City, but I'm just going to make up a lot of pieces of it. It's fiction. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, sticking to history. But then when I went and saw that, and it was called the Long Branch because it was just a really long, skinny building. It mm-hmm. wasn't, you know, real spacious.
Yeah,
you can still, they do tours and things there, you know, of the historic mm-hmm. stretch of it. And I want to go so bad.
Maybe that'll be our trip next year.
Yeah. Because Dodge City shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's totally. Do that.
Yes. Let's plan on that. That would be awesome. Because Dodge City remains in book two just for the beginning. And then after that, they're out. And I won't take the series back there. I don't think at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The chances of us going back there are pretty slim.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. So share that little tidbit.
Yeah.
Anything shocking?
You have a lot of shocking stuff.
Do I?
It was very page-turning. Like, I could not put either one of them down.
I felt bad for Lionel, why he didn't come home.
Yeah. That was pretty intense, wasn't it?
Yeah, you like to do that to us.
I do.
Intense.
I do a lot of
the
same emotional roller coasters my readers go through. I go through like 100 times as I'm writing, revising, editing.
Because like there's a moment where Claire needs to step out and get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, was at the wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like
a happy event that should be a happy event.
And then it's like,
all these weddings have something crazy happening.
And then, yes.
Oh my word, you're right.
I thought you intentionally did that. Like,
no.
I like, didn't. You don't know what to expect at these weddings of the Bounty Brothers families.
All of a sudden, everything's going around all smooth.
Uh-huh.
And then,
like,
boom.
Smooth.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
Well, it's kind of like life. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
if it's going too well, something's got to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I don't know where these ideas come from. I'm going to just like give the credit to God because there's no way I'm that creative. I didn't even think that through. I'm like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I get you all settled in, feeling like, oh, uh-huh.
we're
going
to get
great.
Our cozy, happy ending. Damsels in distress. They're all happy and boom.
Boom. Mm-hmm. And is that where you've stopped? In book one?
So we don't want to ruin it.
Are
her.
You beyond? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to. I don't want to ruin it for because, anybody who hasn't read it either.
Because you really, truly think in book one that things are finally calming down. And then.
Okay, I've read.
And then. It goes on a wild goose.
Okay, so
for
what
a
was
bit.
The next?
Because that was quite shocking. And I'm like, really? Oh my gosh. No, no, no. No. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Without ruining it.
Yeah. I have to ask.
Okay,
Jessica.
I think I'm in chapter 40 or 41.
Okay.
Because they're going in.
It sounds, when people hear there's like 60 some chapters in there.
Oh, 41 because I did 41.
Okay. People get a little like, what? Mm-hmm. It's really not that long. It's just, I tend to write shorter chapters.
Yeah, they're really short chapters.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of readers say they absolutely love that
because mm-hmm.
they feel like, oh, I can get through a chapter real quick. Because a lot of people don't have an extended amount of time to read. And a lot of the people that have shared with me, I'm kind of like 50-50. I got people who are still raising kids, and then I got people who are retired, and but they don't have a ton of time. So they're like, the fact that I can go, yeah, I can read a chapter real quick right here, they like it. Because I used to think I must not be a good writer because my chapters are really short.
You're an excellent writer. I think I stopped in the middle of 43.
Oh, okay.
Because I fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
So because
it wasn't too riveting.
Well, no, I was
she
just,
didn't get to that part yet.
I've been reading because I didn't get to this part where James got off, and so I'm in the middle of chapter 43.
Okay, I have to ask you this, and be totally honest. There's more than one point of view. More, I mean, you have Claire's and you have Brody's, but then you have James POV, and then you have Thomas's POV. Mm. Was that confusing?
I didn't find it confusing.
Okay. Was it too many?
No.
Mm-mm. I
think it made it more well-rounded, like, okay. And you kind of understood.
So can more. I tell you when I first wrote this, I had 8 point of views.
That might have been confusing.
Mm-hmm. And Liz Tolsma, who's an amazing author, she's my developmental editor. She has been, at least for these first 2 books. And she's like, I would not do more than 4. You're going to have to cut this in half. I had POV from Brody's parents as well in there. And I'm trying to think. There was somebody else I had the POV from. I can't remember who it was now.
Does Liz Tolsma write Doors of the Past?
Oh, I had POV from Lionel.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So,
that Liz write a series called Doors of the Past?
Possibly. She writes kind of in that World War II era.
I think I got 1 or 2 of her books. And then when we were at Darlington, there was a bunch of them. And she might have been an author I picked up.
She's excellent. Excellent author.
Are you going to read any of hers? Or is it in the wrong era?
She doesn't have... If I remember right, she's just historical. Not historical romance.
Oh.
I have to go back and look. Anyways, we're getting off topic now, but she's a really good, really good. Was there anything else? I know you didn't get to finish Tiff, or Jessica, but was there anything else shocking, Tiff? Or what'd you think of?
I was like, I don't want to ruin it for Jessica, because there was some shocking twist, but yeah.
I think Junior is adorable.
Okay.
Love him.
Did you like him?
I did. How did you get your inspiration for him?
I don't know, but as I was writing, I would get up, you know, you take a little break, and I would come down here and I go, Derek, I'm in love with Junior. I want him to be our son. And he was like, of course, you created him.
Right?
I love how, like, when Brody's out there chopping wood, and he's like, coming out.
I didn't know if you had a little kid at school, you know, you were after.
You know,
some of the antics or anything.
No, you know, there's probably a little bit of our nephews mixed in there, a little bit, but it's probably just my experience working with kids and how
you
they
made them very relatable.
Yeah, and how they are.
And I keep, and I don't want a spoiler. I don't know who Rose is and why he keeps blaming himself for Rose. Don't say anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she keeps saying I couldn't, and I. But then I think I read where he had siblings. I don't know. Don't say anything.
So I will tell you the backstory for Brody is he has 6 siblings. He comes from a big family, 6 or 7. I have to go back and look at my notes on him. I actually had started to write 2 prequels covering Brody's family. The one is his parents' love story. And then the other one is his youngest brother. Who is, I think he's mentioned in book 1 because he runs the, what's the station with the?
The telegram?
The telegraph station in where his parents live, which is how they found out that Brody was in trouble, having issues, and why they came out because
is that in book 2?
His youngest brother.
This is in the prequel?
One. Yeah, no, this is in book 1. Oh. His parents come out, I don't think you've gotten that far yet. So anyways, I kind of wrote him for myself to have a better understanding of Brody as a character, because in the story around his younger brother is like, he gets caught in the middle of some bad gang activity, and then his brother's fiance gets pulled in. Mm. And so Brody and his men come to their rescue. So it's kind of like this, like, big brother coming in to save and kind of story. So anyways, I digress. Junior was my favorite. Mm. You're going to love him in book two.
Sparking.
Oh, yeah. I like being able to pull in that innocence and that playing around with the boys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a little bit of Sammy in there sometimes when he's being kind of like adult like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because Sammy has always been an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have pictures of him standing in the driveway with Derek, like kind of like mimicking Derek's stance. And like, it looks like they're having very serious adult conversation.
Yeah.
But Sammy was like this tall. Yeah. He was only like 3 or 4 years old. Even now, he'll be. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's 18. I get it. But he's still a kiddo.
Yeah.
He'll always be a kid to us. But, you know. Anyways, I love the little things he does innocently to, like, pull the two together.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Junior. I want Junior to be our son.
You wrote him, so it won't be. They won't. Hopefully be as ornery as you.
Oh, he's a little ornery stinker. Isn't he in book two?
Book two. He's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I got it done. I tried really, really hard.
I can tell you're still really tired. I could see it in your eyes from your day of shopping.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Shopping can wear you out.
Yeah.
You got to make all these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pick out the things you really want. You got to take them home.
She just looks exhausted.
You got to swipe that credit card.
Listen.
I mean, it's rough. I'm just giving you a hard time.
You should have seen the whole back end of my Traverse. The seats were down and there was crates and boxes of nothing but books. You would not believe. And
oh,
I have to go.
That's a terrible thought.
Mm-hmm. I'll go through a process. Then,
I know, because now you've got to barcode them and get them ready to show.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love shop. Kids' books are the best to shop for because they're so darn cute. Yeah. I mean, I even found a little Star Trek.
I wonder if you have any of the books that Nikki has illustrated.
I mean,
we found them at the Newcastle Library.
Do you know what they are? The names of them?
I can send them to you.
Send them to me.
Nikki's our cousin, by the way.
Yeah.
Who does the book covers. So.
I don't know if I do or not.
She did all my book covers.
This one?
Even
this
the
mine.
Limited editions, she did. Yeah.
But if you send them to me, I can look and I can get them to she and see if we have any. But
yeah.
Ollie's is a bunch of random. Mm-hmm. Kids' books are just fun to pick.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that each of my books have a limited edition cover that features my husband and I. And they help raise the funds to cover the cost of publishing because I'm an indie published author. So anyways. All right. Let's really quickly go over the elements. You can just base your ratings off of what you've read so far. Okay. So let's start with the mystery level.
Gonna go mocha.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's some because you don't know why she's fleeing at first.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say mocha.
Okay. I'm not going to give any ratings this time around because it's my book. So I don't want to do that. All right. What about the drama level?
I can go a latte drama. A latte.
Yeah, a latte.
Melissa likes her drama in this book.
I do. I think there's just a lot of tension between relationships that they're trying to work out. Okay. What about the inspirational level?
Mocha.
Mocha, I agree.
Okay.
It's in there.
It's in there, but it's not like in
your
face.
Yeah.
What about the suspense level?
Towards the end of the book is a latte. Throughout, probably mocha.
Yeah.
But when you get to the end, it's a little.
Think right now, it's kind of espresso for me.
Really?
Well, let me think.
It's your rating. I'm not trying
to. No, it's okay.
You can rate how you want.
That would mean if we average you out, we're going to land at a mocha for suspense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know as much.
I don't care where you land on it. It's, I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not
maybe
like, it's not a latte.
Maybe like
no, at
espresso,
the end though, it's a little bit more
espresso to mocha because I haven't finished it.
Yeah,
I don't like bad guys though.
Yeah,
so that's where I get the.
We got bad guys coming.
Bad guys are suspenseful to me.
Pritchard, not Pritchard. Yeah, have you met it's Pritchard?
Okay.
Has he taken?
No,
I can't remember.
She's not to the she's not even to the wedding yet.
Oh, okay.
I tried, guys.
Okay, never mind. Okay, and finally, the romance level.
I would say mocha.
Yeah,
because you could have done some more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mocha.
Mm-hmm. I kept it pretty mild.
You did.
I like it mild.
You did a good job.
But I also want the heat in there. Their first kiss scene. Julie Lessman helped me with that one, by the way. She did. She gave me some great feedback. She's a wonderful lady. All right. I will say, now I know you haven't read book two yet, but book two's got a little more heat. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Your overall lasso rating. And remember that Jessica's lasso rating is based on just like the 2/3 of the book that she's read.
Because she was too busy shopping.
And sleeping. I mean, what, to give you a hard time.
What I've read so far, I would give it a 3.
Oh, because that's very kind of you.
I mean, I
it is kind for Jessica.
I mean, it wasn't like I was a little worried about the romance part, how it was gonna be. But right now it's not done any like
yeah.
I keep turning the page, like, because it seems like at the end of every chapter, it kind of like I gotta keep going.
It's
you
a
do,
yeah.
I don't know how you fell asleep, honestly,
because I was so tired. But I would give it a 3 for now. Yeah, right okay. now.
I think 3 too.
Okay, you guys are
I
very
loved
sweet.
It.
You know you could be brutally honest with me too, and I'm not gonna be upset. So
I did come in and tell you my opinion. I thought when before we
you
started,
did, and it was very kind.
But I thought I told you my honest opinion of yeah. what I thought it. I didn't, yeah. you know.
Yes. Well, thank you. You're all welcome. Right. So that ends Unwavering Faith. And I only have 2 books out right now. So, oh, yeah, we both have our shirts on.
Yeah.
Oh, you could see that like, on the camera or not. But.
I had to hurry up and change because I'm like, oh, I got to wear my shirt.
Yeah.
Again.
Those shirts are available. My books are only sold on my website, which is literaryscape.com. And you can get the shirts, too. And we have more merch that's going to come out pretty soon, so I'm pretty Yay. Excited about that. All right, next week we're going to read book or talk about book 2, which is Uncharted Trials.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.